This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Is there anybody out there listening? The answer may surprise you as we study Job chapters 20 and 21. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Recently, I saw a newspaper article with the intriguing title, "Is Anybody Out There Listening?" In the article, a woman who teaches a course in listening at Detroit University said that very few people really know how to listen. She went on to say that not listening is the number one problem in families today. And she cited the following statistics. The average person watches 6 hours of TV daily. Yet teenagers communicate with their parents only 14 and a half minutes a day. And 12 and a half of those minutes are devoted to questions like, "What's for dinner?" That leaves 2 minutes of open and honest communicating. Is anybody out there listening? In the case of Job's friends, the answer seems to be no. In Job chapter 20, we again find the words of Zophar, the most hot-tempered of Job's three friends. And Zophar has a zealous spirit that burns within him. He could hardly wait until Job had finished to begin to speak. "Therefore," he says, "do my thoughts cause me to answer, and for this I make haste." His words fairly burst out of his mouth, propelled by his red-hot emotions. Now, there is absolutely nothing wrong with a fiery spirit. The fire that burned in Jesus' soul was used to start fires in the lives of others. The Apostle Paul was eager to preach the gospel in Rome, and he commended those who were fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So the great heat within Zophar's soul was not his problem. His problem was that he would not listen. He paid no attention to what Job had said and launched this long tirade against him. You've all heard the saying, "Don't bother me with the facts, my mind is made up." That was a picture of Zophar. And his lack of listening to people seemed to be true in his relationship with God. Zophar saw a God who worked the same way with everybody all the time. In Zophar's mind, God never varied in his actions on this earth. He believed that sinners would be quickly and immediately punished for their sins, every sinner, every time. And in that limited view, Zophar had no room for the mercy and the patience of God. God gave us one mouth and two ears. The Lord spoke very simply and profoundly through the psalmist when he said, "Be still and know that I am God." Is anybody out there listening? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. You'll find Daily Walk a valuable aid in growing strong as a Christian. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, a practical way to change your mind for good, from Job chapters 22 through 24, on Daily Discipleship.